Blog Talk Radio.
Was paralyzed by fear when they heard a mighty multitude was quickly drawing near. But as they prayed for deliverance, the victory would begin. For when we call upon the Lord, we summon all of heaven. Would be in store. But when we stand on holy ground, our smallest prayer is heard. Instead of on our circumstance, our eyes are on the Lord. Pray on, for you are who the Lord is looking for. Prayers may seem in vain. They don't seem to make a difference. They don't seem to make a change. Just rest assured, God knows your needs, and He hears each time you pray. Your prayers are reaching heaven, and the answer's on the way.
Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop will be up shortly, ladies and gentlemen. Ask a few announcements. Thank you for joining us. God bless. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, we want to get that number out, 347-843-4559. One thing we do know, that everybody needs prayer. Everybody on the planet needs prayer, ladies and gentlemen. That number is 347-843-4559. I encourage you to tweet that out right now to at least 5 to 10 people that you know that need prayer. Amen. And although we're praying all the time, we just want to give you that special time. That number again, 347-843-4559. We're excited about what the Lord is going to do tonight in prayer. with our man of God, Bishop John Crenshaw. Also, too late, Jim, we got a scripture tonight for those who like the word as well. Psalms 19, 1 through 9. We'll be reading that shortly. Psalms chapter 19, 1 through 9, before we bring on Bishop. And then we also are going to have Minister Tamika, I believe, is going to be with us tonight. We'll be looking out for her number tonight and bringing her in at the appropriate time. Thank you so much for your time today. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. We're going to read the word so we can get started here. And we thank God for his word today and all that is happening, even as we speak around the globe. Praise God. Psalms 19, 1 through 9, ladies and gentlemen. We love the Lord. We love the word. The heavens declare his glory of God, the glory of God. Amen. Just look up, ladies and gentlemen. You can see the glory of God on a wonderful day, even on a bad day. You can see the power of God working. And the firmament showeth his handiwork. Amen. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. Amen. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Amen. Their line is gone out through all the earth with the words to the end of the world, and them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun. Amen. Which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to runnish a race. Wow. Amen. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect. Amen. Converting the soul, and testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Amen. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. And ladies and gentlemen, the last verse tonight for Psalms 19, 1 through 9. We encourage you to read the whole chapter 19 as the Lord leads you, as you have time. Verse 9 says, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Isn't that wonderful? Praise God. We got to give God another hand clap of praise for his word before we get started. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. For those who are just joining us around the globe here, ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw, and I want you guys to take some time right now and put your hands together for the man of God as we open up his mic. Thank you, Bishop. Bless you.
Thank you, Elikazi. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. We praise your name for this day that you made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We will magnify your name. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. His mercy endures forever to all generations. We thank you tonight, Almighty God. We praise you that you allowed us another opportunity to see another day. We thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Lord, we thank you tonight as you continue to heal those of broken hearts. We thank you tonight as you heal those that are in the hospitals, those that are sick at home. We thank you tonight. You were wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity, our peace was on them. But with your stripes, you are healed. We thank you tonight, O God, that your word will not return void, but it will accomplish that you plead. It will prosper into the thing whereto you sent it. You sent your word in it to heal them, God, and we glorify you for it. We thank you, God, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you tonight for your word that one can put 1,000, two put 10,000 to flight. And, Father, we magnify you tonight. We glorify you for your goodness, for your word is everlasting. We thank you for your word will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you plead. It will prosper into the things whereto you've seen it. And Lord, we thank you tonight, God. This is the confidence that we have in you. If we ask anything according to your will, we know that you heareth us. And we know that you heareth us. We have a petition that we desire of you. And Father, we thank you tonight. All is well. We thank you tonight, God, as you touch lives, you touch families tonight, as you encourage hearts tonight. We thank you tonight, God, as you bless people tonight all over this world. We thank you, God, as you look on those that are less fortunate, God, in this hour, those that are discouraged, those that is without, those that have lost jobs and homes or lost a lot of loved ones. Lord, we ask you for your encouragement word. We thank you, God, as you give us endurance in weeping. We know that the word of God says weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. We thank you for the joy, that because the joy of the Lord is our strength. With joy, we can draw water out of the well of salvation. Father, we thank you for your word is eternal. We thank you for your word is everlasting. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood tonight. We come against every demonic force, every human power, God. We come against everything that's not like you. And, God, we surrender all to you. We thank you, the Lord. Lord, we thank you. We praise you, God. And we magnify you because you are the God of God. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are our present help in time of trouble. And, Father, we thank you even in this hour, in this season of life. Lord, let us be reminded that you are deserved to be praised and worshiped. You are worthy of all honor, God. We thank you tonight. God, we will meditate on you day and night, and we will seek your faith, O God. We will cry out to you day and night. God and Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for those that have been killed from COVID-19. We thank you for your healing power. We thank you, Lord, for your blood that you shed it on Calvary, God, that never lost its power. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we call it so tonight. We come against every demonic force of hatred, every demonic force of evil work in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood. We put it under the blood tonight. We put it under the blood. We put fear under the blood. We put doubt under the blood. We put angry under the blood. We everything that not like you tonight, we put it under the blood in the name of Jesus. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you as you cover your people everywhere, as your angels encamp about us, God, that no evil shall come near our dwelling. No plague shall be able to overtake us. We thank you tonight, God. We glorify you for it, and we magnify you, Almighty God, as you continue to look on your people everywhere. God, we thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for your word, God. We walk by faith and not by sight. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, in the evidence of things not seen. We thank you for your assurance and your word. We glorify you for it. We praise you tonight. God, we thank you for every soul tonight. God, we thank you for every individual tonight. We thank you for those, God, in the name of Jesus, even those that are incarcerated. God, we ask for your mercy, your grace, your protection of angels around them. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, as you strengthen their loved ones, God, as you encourage their loved ones in the name of Jesus. Lord, that mother, that father, that child, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that nephew, that cousin, that sister, that brother, encourage them tonight, Almighty God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, look on those that look on those that are without tonight in the name of Jesus. God, we know that you shall supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. We thank you, Lord, for it, God. We walk by faith and not by sight. We call it so tonight, God. We thank you for it tonight, God. Oh, without faith, we know it's impossible to please you, God. We have to have faith, God, and we walk by faith tonight. We thank you for it, God, in the name of Jesus. This too shall pass, God. We thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for your keeping power. We thank you for your endurance power. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you as you encourage your people everywhere through your word. We thank you tonight, Almighty God, and we forever give you glory. We ever magnify you for your word, and we praise you because the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood tonight. And God, we glorify you, God, in the name of Jesus. Look on that family, Lord. Look on that person tonight. Look on that doctor tonight. Look on that nurse tonight. Look on those that's on the front line tonight, Almighty God. Continue to bless them. Continue to strengthen them. Continue to protect them from all the diseases and all the virus and all the sickness, God. Protect them, God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen their loved ones. Encourage their hearts in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight, God, as you continue to bless your people everywhere. We thank you, God, as you look on that person that is homeless tonight, that person that is in need tonight. We thank you, God, as you take charge, as you've already done, God. Feed the thousands and thousands of people, the millions of people all over this world. We thank you, God, that you provided ways and you've made ways through people that they provide and that they've given and they've given themselves. They're giving it their resources. They're giving up their time and they're giving it to God. And we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, as you continue to supply the needs through the people that you give, giving and they're giving and they're giving and they're giving and they're giving it. Oh, God, we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Almighty God, that those that are staying up and spending the tiny extra time and giving us that 100% plus time, God. We thank you for it, Almighty God. We praise you, God, as you strengthen them. We praise you, God, as you encourage them. We praise you, God, as you protect them. We praise you, God, as you bless them. We praise you, God, as you bless the end and they're going in and they're coming out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we praise you for all you've done. We thank you, God, as you look on our government, you look on our society, you look on all our leaders, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Look on those pastors tonight in the name of Jesus. Be merciful, oh God, in the name of supply their needs, supply their members' needs, supply their congregation needs. Father God, in the name of Jesus, and most of all, protect them, protect their lives. Oh God, keep them healthy in the name of Jesus. We thank you for healthy, God. We thank you for long life, God. We thank you for endurance, God. We thank you for those that have jobs that they have to go to every day. Oh God, putting their lives on the line. We thank you, Almighty God, as you continue to bless them, oh God. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, as you continue to open doors, as you continue to make ways out of no way. Father, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood for the body of Christ tonight. God, we thank you for those that are opening our eyes to the truth. You're opening our eyes to the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God, the understanding of God. We thank you for your truth, God. We stand by the truth because everything is going down, but the word of God shall stand forever. We thank you for the truth tonight. We stand for the truth, God. We speak the truth. We believe the truth of God in the name of Jesus. And we praise you, oh God. God, you said in your word, cry loud, stand out, lift up our voices like a trumpet. Show thy people thy transgressions in the house of Jacob thy sin. Father, we thank you tonight. And God, we forever magnify you. God, we know that you're able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think or ask, according to the power of God that worketh on the inside of us. And we forever glorify you for it. We forever praise you for it, God, because you are our all, God, and we thank you for it. We cast all our cares upon you because you carest for us. We know that you carest, oh God. We know that you carest, Lord. You neither slumber nor sleep. You're always, God, and we thank you. You're all-knowing, God. You're invisible, God, and we glorify you, God. You are everything, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify you for you. We magnify you for your people. We thank you for those that's walking in the word of God. We thank you for those that are walking in the truth. We thank you for those that are speaking the word of God and declaring your word each and every day, oh God. And we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you can bless our America, God, or bless this world. Look on the people in Africa, God. Look on people in Europe. Look on people all over this world. But, Father, we thank you as you release, oh God, release your people out of abundance. Release your people, oh God, out of slavery. Release your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what we've already done, God. We call it soul. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. You're doing it, Father, loved ones. You're thanking you're doing it, Father, children, our great, great grandchildren. You thank you. You're doing it for us. And Father, we glorify you for it. We praise you today. And we forever magnify you, God, as you continue to bless your people. God, we bless your people, God. Bless your people. We magnify you for it. We praise you today. Look on those that have been hurt, God. Look on those that don't know what way to turn, God. Look on them tonight, God. Strengthen them, God, and we have to give you glory for it. Look on those that have been hurt in accidents. Look on those that have been hurt by different ones, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you as you lift our spirits up, as you give us the faith to hold on, God, in the name of Jesus. In spite of what's going on, let us hold on to your word, because we know that all things are working together for our good. We know it's working together for our good. This time is working together for our good. It brought us together, God. You brought families together. You brought loved ones together. You brought communities together. You brought the people all over this world together, my God. We thank you that you continue to do great and marvelous things like never before. Pull down that wall of envy. Pull down that wall of jealousy. Pull down that wall of hatred. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood. And Father, we plead the blood tonight, God. Let your angels encamp about them. Oh, God, cancel that spirit of death. Cancel that spirit of murder. Cancel that spirit of suicide. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, strengthen that person, God, that lost a loved one by any reason, by the end they mean, God. Strengthen them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And we forever glorify you for it. We praise you tonight. And God, we magnify you for your goodness and your mercy, because we know that your word is everlasting, and we forever glorify you for it, God. And we thank you. We call it so. It is so, because you said in your word, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and deliver us out of all of our trouble and out of all of our fears. We thank you, and we glorify you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen around the world, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. We're praying for you. Amen. Amen. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a prayer request now, hit star one or a comment or question there for Bishop. We'll be glad to get that to him as well. But feel free to hit star one on your phone, and we'll bring you in for prayer. And Bishop, we want to also, I think you may have already prayed for that. We want to pray for our elderly and seniors that are shut in for different reasons. And, of course, our grandbabies, specifically our young babies and grandbabies and great-grandkids, we want to pray for them specifically as well, that they be covered by the angels of God because of these different times. And people are distracted sometimes from taking care of the those who need taken care of, whether they're babies or elderly. So we want to make sure people pay attention to the elderly, pay attention to our youth, our young people, as well as we move forward in this time, because God can do all things. It's not about us. It's all about him. So we thank God for you tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to give it back over to Bishop right now. Bishop, God bless you.
Father, we thank you as you bless our elders and our young babies and young people. As we bless them tonight, oh God, let your angels encamp about them. Lord, let us not forget them. And God, keep them fresh in our mind, that we will be more supportive and more help to them and more protective of our young people and our older people, God, in the name of Jesus, that we will be there in the time of they need us the most. And Father, we thank you, God. You look on that loved one, that elder, that don't have nobody that they think they care, to let them know that there's somebody is concerned about them, even that child that seemed like they've been left alone, that nobody concerned about their welfare. But, Lord, we thank you tonight as your angels encamp about them, as you even touch the lives of people's hearts, that they will be more concerned and they will be paid close attention. And, Father, we'll forever give you praise, and all glory shall be thine. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop, for that powerful prayer. Thank you so much for all those who are praying even right now. We just love you. We thank God for you. And we give God all the praise, glory, and honor. Amen. Also, too, we want you to have a great rest of the evening, everyone. Have a great rest of the evening with your family and loved ones. And, of course, we want you to have a productive and powerful week as well. And always remember Jesus is Lord. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, I want to leave you with this. We're going to leave you with, I think we got a Fred Hammond tonight. Yeah, Fred Hammond, you know you're blessed, right? You're all blessed. We're blessed beyond measure. There's blessings that I don't even know about that the Lord is doing even right now. So we thank God for that. So before we start that song, we're going to leave you with this. Always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other in the mighty name of Jesus. And remember to know how blessed you are. And we thank Bishop for the powerful prayer tonight. For everybody across the land. We didn't leave anybody out. We're praying for everybody. God bless you. Hey, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless you. This is Elder Kevin Vaughn. We want you to have the best. And guess what? Jesus Christ is the best. Amen. God bless you. We'll see you. Bye-bye. You be blessed, everybody. See ya. It's been another great time in prayer with Bishop John Crenshaw. Thank you so much for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, remember, Jesus is Lord. Y'all better give another hand clap of praise before we leave you. Take care now. Bye-bye. Jesus is Lord.